Don't laugh at me. I'm making art. Don't laugh at my art.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
Welcome to a loosey-goosey bonus.
It's a loosey-goosey bonus.
Okay, when I went apple picking with my friends, we were going through the apples because we only bought one bag, because who really needs a huge 35-pound bag of apples when you live by yourself, right?
Right. It's not like you're canning or you're making pies or anything like that.
No. Also, nobody really talks about this, but just buying apples at the grocery store is so much cheaper than doing the physical work and picking your own.
Oh, for sure. You're doing it just for the experience and the pictures and to like breathe in. You're mostly apple picking because you want to go and drink someone else's cider and like soak up the ambiance of an orchard.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit like thinking about how much fun it's going to be to Christmas shop in the snow. And then you realize that you're stressed out and you don't have any money and, oh, this is awful.
Yeah.
But like the whimsy of it.
So we're dividing these apples, this big bag, between myself and my two friends. And they didn't want the ugly apples.
Why not?
And I was like, I'll take the ugly apples.
They taste the same.
Let me tell you, this is the best batch of apples that I have ever had. I'm thoroughly enjoying them. These ugly apples are damn delicious.
Dude.
Just like unattractive people are sometimes the nicest people that you've ever met.
You know what?
It's so fucked
unattractive.
Up.
No, but it's true. When you're not beautiful, you have to figure out how to have a personality, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like sometimes it's better. By the way, we're not really doing any topic today. We're just having a conversation, and welcome. Welcome to this conversation.
Welcome.
Can I tell you, speaking of just having a conversation, what my friend Kristen uses our podcast for?
Sure.
So I've talked about Kristen before. She and her brother Will have this awesome podcast, Guide to the Unknown. And she has told me that she listens to An Acquired Taste when she's pre-gaming to have to be around people. Because she's like us, like she's good at being around people, but she's more introverted. And so you really do have to ramp yourself up emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to our podcast helps her get into like the fun frame of mind of having a conversation and being social and like talking, which I'm so flattered.
Oh, also, we provide lots of fun facts that can act as good conversation fodder.
Totally. Absolutely. Like, did you know people used to wipe with a stick?
Yeah.
Everyone wants to hear about it.
Did you know that cats only have four toes in the back?
And I am legitimately shocked every time you tell me that fact.
And did you know that Starbucks didn't even think that the pumpkin spice latte was going to be a hit?
Yeah. They didn't think it was all that special.
Uh-huh.
So as we record this, Kathleen, it is one day before The Haunting of Bly Manor premieres on Netflix. Have you seen the trailer?
I have seen the trailer. Is this the spinoff of The Haunting of Hill Mansion?
The Haunting of Hill House, yes.
Hill House.
So it's the same director, Mike Flanagan, and it's a lot of the same Mike Flanagan players. So it's like Henry Thomas and his wife, Katie Siegel, and Victoria Pedretti, and a lot of other people are back. But it's like, I think it's a different story, but it's the same vibe.
Mm.
What do you think? Are you going to watch it?
Hell to the yeah.
If you had to describe the trailer from what you remember.
Oh, I only saw a piece of it.
How would you describe it?
There's a young girl and there's a lake, right? That's all I remember.
Yep. And the trailer has this really beautiful piano rendition of Home Sweet Home playing underneath it. Like the, I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Please keep going.
Home Sweet Home.
Oh, okay. Once you do the do, then I recognize it.
That's it. Yeah, it comes out tomorrow. I'm really excited. I want to see it. You know, I love a creepy house. I love home-based mysteries as much as I love ship-based mysteries.
I have a bee in my bonnet. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
I had a rough night last night because I went out to outside pizza dining with my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. We went to my favorite pizza place here in Hoboken. And, you know, it was outside in the courtyard. It was safe. You know, there's like a breeze last night. There was a lot of airflow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's BYO. So I show up with a bottle of wine. I'm so thirsty. It was one of those nights where I thought it was going to be cool out. And then I'm walking and I'm sweating like It's that weird when it's 70 degrees and it's breezy, it like can be hot or cold depending on whatever.
Totally. And your tasteful blazer probably has like an acrylic lining. And so you're not sweating. You're like, you can't breathe.
Yes. So I get there. I'm so thirsty and I have this bottle of wine and I'm like, okay, to the waiter, like, can I have some water? And he comes out, shit you not, you know when you go to the grocery store and you buy, when you're having a party and you don't want to wash wine glasses, you buy those like half glasses for wine, the clear plastic half glasses,
yeah,
they're shallow. He comes out with one of those half filled with water. and my friend is like, no, can we have like the jug so we can just pour it ourselves? He goes, no, anything that I bring out here because of COVID, I can't bring back into the restaurant. And so I just guzzled a bottle of wine because I was so thirsty.
Wait, but that doesn't mean that they can't bring, they can't like
keep bringing fill, those half glasses
or fill it to the top. That's strange.
So I love this place, but they are such snobs. But the pizza is so good. I keep going back.
Well, I mean, it might be worth bringing your own water next time.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that they don't want to bring stuff back inside. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But
I'm gonna bring
there has to be a better way.
I'm going to bring just a plastic gallon of water and stick it right in the center of the table next time.
Yeah. Like, I would even understand if they said, look, you have to buy a bottle of water, that means. Like, you have to buy, you know, some places make you buy the bottle of Saratoga or whatever.
Yeah. Then they should just go to Costco and give everybody a bottle of water. If we're there to buy pizza and spend our money, give everybody a bottle of water.
Yeah, that's interesting. Some places do have an attitude just in general that I find very frustrating. There was a restaurant in Hoboken that I famously got into a war over because my mom and I went there and it was very empty. I think we were the only people there. And we ordered lunch and we ordered a glass of wine each. And the server kept like kind of winking at us and being like, do you want to try this other kind of wine? Like, and so we thought that he was giving us these kind of free wine samples because he was bored and we were the only ones. And then when we got the bill, he had charged us for every single sample he had given us.
What?
And I was livid and I never went back there again.
What was the name of the place?
I'm not going to tell you because like they apologized. They reached out to me and apologized and they were like, yeah, that was not right. He shouldn't have done that. So some places are just like, I don't know. I know you. I know. And I don't know.
So I got so wasted and it was total accidental. But anyway, I came home to watch the vice presidential debate and it was useful to be wasted anyway.
Yeah. I do like it when people drink alcohol as a form of getting water because you read about old stories where, you know, Vikings would drink beer instead of water. Or like I was packing my bindle for a trip into the forest and I packed some wine and cheese and some bread. And I'm like, that's not going to keep you hydrated.
No, you need
beer. It's going to get you wasted. you need beer to keep you hydrated.
I have a really interesting voicemail that I would like to play from a listener. Can I put that in right here?
Yes, please.
Hey, Bethany and Kathleen, it's Liana. And I was just listening to your podcast about all the invisible labor and Kathleen talking about how you don't always thank your husband. And my husband and I were in the same boat where, especially after we had our kid almost 2 years ago, it felt like it always felt that one of us was doing more than the other because we couldn't see the little things that the other one was doing. And it kind of led to a lot of little fights that wasn't fun. And so we implemented this thing where every night before we go to bed, we do appreciation corner and each of us has to say two things we appreciated the other one doing. And it could be as little as, you know, taking the dog out in the evening or washing the last cup in a dish or loading the dishwasher, whatever it is. And just to almost remind ourselves of the two things that that person has done that day and make sure that we thank them, each other for doing that. So I just thought that might be something that can be useful or some sort of a play on that. Hope you guys are doing well. Bye.
Oh, that's great.
I love that. An appreciation corner in bed with your significant other before you guys go to sleep at night.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Invisible labor is something that, you know, I hadn't really thought about before you brought it up, Kathleen. And a lot of people have responded to it. I think a lot of people finally feel seen for the first time. So that's good.
But even more so, just thanking your significant other or thanking whomever you live with, whether it's your roommate, if they're a good roommate, you know, it goes a long way.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like further than you would think. It's very important. Kathleen, what does your day look like today? What are you doing besides, you know, recording this loosey-goosey bonus?
Well, I'm going to take a phone call with a new partner. We have a partnership with a wine company.
Woot, yeah. Woot.
Did you take your wine quiz yet? Did they tell you what kind of wine that you like?
Yes. And I felt bad. I felt like I'm very much in the middle of everything. And I pictured this wine, you know, sommelier on the other side of this website just rolling their eyes going like, this person can't make a decision, because it's like, do you like red or white or both? I'm like, both. Do you like, you know, sweet or mild or middle? Like middle. I'm a very boring wine drinker. How was your quiz?
My quiz was good. I got all very exciting wines from exciting different countries. I'm excited to get it in the mail and test it out and then tell our listeners about it in a couple of weeks. But my new favorite thing to do is when I order a bottle of wine at a restaurant with my friends, you know, like they show you the bottle of wine, like I'm supposed to know what the hell like this label means or anything.
Yep. And you look at it like you're taking it in and really like you know what you're doing. Yeah.
You're like, okay, yeah, that's good. Except now I've started screwing with the waiter or waitress. If the bottle is like 2017, I go, oh, could you just check in the back for the 2016?
Do you tell them then just kidding, or do you make them go look?
No, I tell them just kidding before they walk away. I always do 1 year off.
I don't understand it. I don't have the best sense of taste. And so I'm just so blown away by people in the sommelier world who can do that. It's so hard. I have a friend who got really close to like getting his sommelier pin, like passing the test. And he was off by just a couple of questions. And it was so unbelievably difficult.
Really?
Oh my God. I'm going to look up some sommelier skills or questions you have to be able to answer.
You have to know about the tannins.
Yeah. And like you have to have a great palate, I think.
Sommelier. And you have to know about the sugar residuals.
Ugh.
Here's a quick tip. Okay. Gentle listener, if you live in a state that's not famous for wine, so if you live anywhere other than California and Oregon, basically, or Washington, I guess. For instance, I did a wine tasting in Virginia once with a lot of local Virginia wines. Virginia, they're not great winemakers.
They're working with what they have.
They're working with what they have. I love Virginia. Not terribly great winemakers. And so here's the key question. If you go to like one of these local state wine tastings, before they pour, you have to ask what the sugar residuals are.
Why?
Because that means how sweet it is. Because to me, sweet wine is garbage.
I like sweet wine.
Oh, God, Bethany, it's garbage.
You're a snob.
It's sangria. It's nature's sangria. It's terrible. Sangria is good because there's other things in it. But anyway, the sugar residuals, if it's not 0.05 or less, don't drink it.
Okay, snob. I'm gonna give you a free version of the sommelier test from vinology.com, all things corked and forked. Okay. True or false? Gentle listener, play this at home. You can play it with your coworkers as a team building exercise. True or false? Red wines lose color as they age, while white wines gain color.
True.
Wait,
does it tell you the answer?
Not until the end.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to have to give my email address.
Okay.
Where is Marlborough located? Is it Germany, France, US, Italy, or New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Burgundy is made from which grape? Sangiovese, Merlot, Pinot Noir, Cabernet Sauvignon, or Syrah?
The Merlot grape, I believe.
I like how you
say
it.
Or the Cabernet.
I already clicked. A Trocken Spotlys is a sweet wine, blue bottle, dry wine, Swiss wine.
A Trocken Spotlys?
When was the waiter's corkscrew invented?
The 1800s. God, these are hard.
It's hard to be a sommelier, even a free one. Which of the following is not found naturally in wine? Anthocyanins, vanillin, sulfites, tartaric acid.
Vanillinin. Vanilla milli.
Milli vanillin. Why did French winemakers replant most vineyards in the early 20th century? Wars, bug infestation, trade with the U.S., downy mildew, new regulations, or your mom drank all of it?
Wars. Petit
Sirvetta. Is this entertaining? I don't know how long this is. This might take
we'll
2 hours.
We'll see.
What is the most planted red grape in Alsace, Alsace? Is it Cabernet Franc, Gamay, Pinot Noir, or Grelot?
Cabernet Franc.
What?
I'm talking out my ass
Dude,
now.
Dude, you're saying it like you know it, though, so I'm really impressed.
Did I say Napa? I meant Napa.
What grape is Macedonia best known for? Oh, God. Is it the Agiorgitico, the Xenomavro, the Malagusia, the Vranek, or the Roditis? Roditis. I have a bad case of roditis.
Roditis. Let's go with the roditis.
My apologies to our Macedonian listeners. Name an AVA of Washington State.
Oh my goodness gracious. How long is this quiz?
What grape is best suited for the Hunter Valley? Cabernet Franc, Gewurztraminer, Semillon, or Pinot Noir?
Gewurztraminer.
How long is this quiz?
We can't stop now. Can't stop. Won't stop. Don't
what
stop.
Grape is allowed in the Côte Rôti?
Côte Rôde. That's where a lot of rosés are from.
Hi, I'm Côte Rôti. I'm here to lead you down the trail. Oh, I think we're getting our results.
Bethany?
Yes, Kathleen, my everything.
If you're looking for a workout that keeps you engaged and learning and excited and motivated, a workout that is never boring yet always challenging, I have just the thing for you. And that thing is called Fight Camp.
Fight Camp is not your boring, typical workout where you do, you know, the same thing people on the screen are doing and you can't figure it out and you feel dumb. Fight Camp sends you the best freestanding punching bag on the market. You get all your boxing gloves, your hand wraps, their tracking sensors that show you your real-time progress, and you're boxing in your own room, your own house. You can punch it as hard as you can, and it's not going to knock over. It stands up, so you don't have to hang it from your ceiling, and your freaking kids can do it because you know your kids are running circles around your house and they're driving you insane. Give them a way to get this energy out.
Yes, the whole family is feeling tension, everybody working and learning and doing school at home. And unlike weight machines and cycling and other at-home workout gear, that kind of stuff is often dangerous for kids. Pull out this punching bag. It rolls out wherever you want to use it. Then you roll it right back into the corner where it stays neatly and away from everything. Let your kids go to town.
But it's also for you. Fight Camp is really especially popular with people who have tight schedules. So people in the educational field, people in the medical field, maybe after everything you get done, you have 15 minutes to devote to yourself. You can fit in a 15-minute workout with Fight Camp and you're going to get the most insane workout. You're going to feel powerful and better and it gets out that, you know, tension and energy.
Yeah. And if you're new to boxing, their 12-week starter program teaches you the fundamentals of boxing while you get a great workout every single time.
Try Fight Camp workouts for free. You just download the Fight Camp app and select the workout of your choice. It's a great way to test out your trainer and find one you really love.
Fight Camp offers flexible financing for as low as 0% APR. And right now, for a limited time offer, Taste Buds, you can try Fight Camp for 30 days with a money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to joinfightcamp.com/taste.
Try Fight Camp for 30 days, and if you don't love it, they'll refund your money. Train like a fighter and turn your sweat into results. To try Fight Camp for 30 days, just go to joinfightcamp.com/taste.
Again, to try Fight Camp for 30 days, go to joinfightcamp.com/taste. joinfightcamp.com/taste.
Congratulations. Your wine IQ score is, how do you think you did?
I think that I'm ready to open a restaurant.
Okay. You got a 30.77%.
That's it? 30? I failed.
That's not great.
No, it's not good. It was definitely that question about the Gewurztraminer that threw me off.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And they don't really give you, you know, what that looks like, like what you should be getting. But I feel like 30.77% isn't like the best.
No, that's not passing in any you couldn't even swing that anyway to like kind of be passing at all.
Yeah. That's not even like a D stands for diploma sort of grade.
Bethany, what is the type of wine? Like when you go to the store, what is your go-to wine?
Whispering Angel.
Oh, yes.
You know, you like a good rosé. I love Whispering Angel.
Yeah.
I do love sweet wines right now. I love a Riesling. If I'm going to do a reds are tough for me lately. My body chemistry is all messed up. Mm. So like they're making me a little sick.
Yeah.
I love just like a blended red. Mm. I feel like those are the best for me.
So when you're doing whites, you're not into like the very dry, tart wines?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No, I don't like it. If I'm going to drink air, I'll just drink air. like one of the questions on the wine quiz we took was, do you love bitter lemonade? And my answer was, fuck no. Who would?
Oh, I love bitter lemonade.
Why? Because then it makes your face go.
Yeah, I love it. It feels, it's like it hurts so good. Like a deep tissue massage.
So you like a white, you like a dry oaky white?
No, I like a good like oaky Chardonnay every now and then, depending on what I'm eating for dinner. But if I'm going to pour myself a glass of wine and take a sip and just go, oh, yeah, it's usually something very tart, something very dry, like a Sauvignon Blanc or a Pinot Grigio, something with a lot of acidity and notes of stone fruit.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay. Really quickly before we go, Kathleen, I'm going to give you a what's it called? I'm going to give you
$1 million. You're going to give me $1 million.
No, like when you do like a hypothetical situation, we're going to play a
this or that.
No, like just like, okay, I'm just going to give. I don't know.
Fuck, marry, kill.
I don't know. Whatever. Okay. I'm just going to. Okay.
Joe Jonas, just, like, Nick Jonas, then Kevin Jonas.
Let's say that you have an incredibly huge presentation to give. Mm-hmm. And you're on your way, you're heading up the elevator to the conference room. And this presentation will determine whether or not you're going to be a massive success in your entire life or you're going to be a massive failure. Mm-hmm. And as you're going up, mysteriously, all of your clothes disappear and now you're naked.
They dissolve.
They're just gone. What do you do? Ding, the door's open.
Oh, God, I'm so filled with shame. I probably would just accept that I was going to be a failure for the rest of my life. What would you do?
As the doors opened, I'd cover myself and I would make a beeline towards the first woman I saw. And I would like duck under her cubicle and be like, I don't know what happened. My clothes disappeared. Can I borrow yours?
Like, are we wearing underwear still?
No, everything's gone, Kathleen.
Oh, shit. That means my bush is out.
It's like the rapture, but it's your clothes. But just yours.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You know that if given the opportunity to make this presentation, you're going to nail it. You've been like working on it for so long. Mm-hmm. You have it down. You've been rehearsing it. You've been getting feedback from coaches. And now you're ready to go.
I would crawl into a ball just because then you can conceal all of your private bits like between your legs and arms.
Yeah.
And then I would ask a man for his jacket.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, can I have your blazer?
Wear it as a dress.
Sir, wear it as a dress.
That's a great idea. Go find a man who's taller than you.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Have your shoes dissolved also?
Yeah, but you know what? That's less of a deal because they probably can't see your feet as much.
That's true.
I think that's a good idea. So I'm going to amend what I would do. I would tuck and roll to a woman, hide under her desk, be like, can I borrow your camisole? Mm. Put on her camisole. Mm-hmm. See if she has like emergency underwear, because some people do, and then go find a dude and be like, I would ask her. Her name's probably Barb. I'd be like, Barb, can you find a guy you trust in this office? I need to get his blazer.
Like that time that you switched dresses with the intern because you had to film something and you didn't like your dress.
Yeah, Megan. She was great.
No, it was Emily.
Was it? Oh, yeah, it was Emily. You're right. It was Emily.
Oh, Bethany, what's on your agenda for the weekend?
I am having my first socially distanced gathering with friends.
Oh, so
Dennis and I, thank you. Dennis and I are having a rooftop dinner with our friends Chad and David on Friday.
Yeah.
And we're doing that. And then this weekend, I have Ariel on Saturday. I think Saturday, Dennis and I are just going to try to relax.
Carve some pumpkins, watch some Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Carve some pumpkins, watch some Netflix. Yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. We're you know, everyone's stressed out. We're trying to be good at delineating between hanging out and like working.
Yeah.
Because it can be really, really easy, as a lot of people working from home have figured out to. It can be easy to just constantly keep working.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Kathleen? What are you guys doing this weekend?
My nieces are sleeping over for the first time ever.
Wow.
I'm very excited. I have a Cricut machine. Are you familiar with
the scrapbooking, the Cricut?
Yeah, Cricut. Cricut.
I think you pronounced it right. I think it's Cricut, but it's spelled Cricut.
Neil got it for me years ago for Christmas, and I was like, ew, what? This.
No, those are fun. You can cut out shapes.
I'm such an a-hole. So I never opened it, but I did order a bunch of like vinyl, iron on vinyl. So, and t-shirts for my nieces and like t-shirt paint. So we're going to make some t-shirts.
Oh my God. That's such a good idea.
We're going to play some Mall Madness. We're going to order some pizza and we're going to do some makeup.
So again, I asked, so is everything safe with Corona, with them coming over?
We saw them last Friday. It is what it is.
Okay. I think you're being a little loosey-goosey, but it's your family.
It's, yeah, we've been seeing Neil's family a lot, so well, I'll let you know in 7 to 14 days.
Jesus. Yeah, Dennis and I are shooting a project at the end of the month, and our actress just went on a trip, but we, like, lost our mind, but then she was very smart about it. She's like, no, I'm quarantining, like, we're being really safe, I'm quarantining when I get back. But, like, there was the moment of total panic.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just see on Instagram, she's like in New Mexico or something.
Oh my goodness. No, I had a friend who was going to come over for dinner the other night. And then she's like, I want to just like be really honest about where I've been. I was on Amtrak over the weekend. And I was like, girl, sorry. You can't come over.
You have to be so careful. I mean, I ride the LIRR once a week. And, you know, I wear a mask and I am constantly still sanitizing. And I talked to my doctor about it. She was like, yeah, you know, she's like, I ride public transportation every single day. You just have to be really careful. You have to make those lines. Like, there's, I think, 7 or 9 zip codes in New York that have just been considered high risk again, and they're shutting everything down.
Shut down. Okay, quickly before we wrap this up, I have a question to ask you.
Sure, anything.
This is my girlfriends and I were talking about at dinner last night. Do you remember, okay, it's kind of gross. Do you remember when you were little and your mom used to have to wipe your butt?
Do I actually remember it?
Yeah.
No.
Like, you don't remember, like, being, like, 4 or in kindergarten, like, first grade, and, like, you would do number 2, and then you'd call your mom into the bathroom to finish the job?
No, I don't, actually.
Really?
But it's very possible I blocked it out from shame. Do you you remember, like, calling and, like, the physical sensation of someone?
Yeah. Because then you gotta, my mom would be like, touch your toes.
Man, parents don't get enough credit.
They really don't.
Jeez.
Yeah. You know, I can't believe it. Some of my friends remembered, some of my friends didn't. I don't know what it is. It's like,
I don't remember. I don't remember. And now I think.
We should ask your mom. You should text her and say, Mom, do you remember wiping my butt? How old was I when you stopped? I think I was probably too old because I remember.
I'm going to do. You were like 13. How old, wait, hold on, I'm texting you right now. How old was I when you stopped, I don't want to say the W word, when you stopped cleaning up after cleaning?
No, wiping my butt.
Stop wiping my butt after using the bathroom. I am being forced to ask this question under duress by Kathleen.
I mean, this is important stuff.
You know how she is.
This is your history.
All right, I'm waiting to hear back.
It's the history of Bethany. You know how she is. How dare you?
Hold on. She's usually pretty good at responding in a timely manner, but like maybe this is one that she's just not interested in. I sort of emotionally unloaded on her this morning, so I think she's taking a break.
Oh, you unload? Are you, what are you mad about? You mad at her?
I'm not mad. I'm just, no, not at all. Not her. I'm just overwhelmed. Mm. You know, I think everyone's mental health is a slow but consistent decline. Oh, she's texting back. Hold on.
Yes.
Let's see what she says. I see 3 dots. We also don't talk about this stuff, so she may just change the subject. Let's see what she says. Maybe she'll send a Kimmoji and it'll just be
poop.
Kim Kardashian. 3 dots. Wow. She has a lot to say. Maybe she's going to say how she knows how you are. Ugh, hashtag Kathleen. I know how she is.
Is that what she said?
No, still 3 dots.
I would like her anyway, even if she said that.
Oh, she loves you.
I love your mom more.
She's friggin' amazing.
Your mom apparently has a lot to say about your pooping schedule when you were a little kid.
You know what? She probably friggin' enjoyed it because it's because I'm a majestic being. She's lucky.
Yeah, because you poop strawberries.
Take me. Oh, stopped texting and there's no response. Oh, my mom said I would say between ages 2 and 3.
Wow, you learned early.
How old were you?
I can't remember. So I moved to my new house when I was 6. I still remember my mom wiping my butt at the new house.
Hold on, I'm literally transcribing this like a stenographer. She,
oh my god, don't tell your mom that.
Moved into her new house at 5 or 6 and remembers her mom wiping her at the new house.
Okay, but it was either me or my brother. Like, I'm either, maybe the memory is of my brother, and he just was a late bloomer.
Why do you remember your brother being wiped by your mother? Why were you in the room?
Because we only have a half bath on the main floor, and then you walk by and the door's open, and my mom is like, you know, in there, half with my brother in there, and just, I don't know.
I feel like that door should have been closed. I feel like
there's not enough room for two people in the half bath downstairs.
I learn a lot about your childhood. Mom said she taught you guys to do it yourselves as part of potty training.
Huh. Your family needs to start talking about this, Dad. Normalize poop.
No, I think that's okay. You know, I just don't. Anyway, who's having fun? I just got a text message from someone else. Oh, the pharmacy says my thing is ready. Well, I should go. So this was fun.
Goodbye, Bethany.